If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Clearing out.
They say mandatory evacuation. It's time to go.
Hurricane closes in.
There will be atypical storm surge across the state of Florida.
Bullseye in space.
And we have impact.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Ian pounds Cuba, making landfall overnight. It's now strengthened to a Category 3 storm. It's barreling toward Florida. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in the state where preparations are underway.
Some people are boarding up their businesses and homes ahead of Ian's arrival. The demand for plywood emptied shelves in some places.
We weren't expecting it to come right at us, and now it looks like it is.
We will see on the Gulf Coast of Florida heavy rain, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge.
As Governor Ron DeSantis warned that all Floridians could be affected by Ian, the rush to stock up on other coveted goods, like non-perishable food and bottled water, created massive lines at grocery stores.
WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen on what people in Florida can expect.
There is the potential of a 5 to 10 inch rainfall statewide, but there will be areas where the storm is able to produce 12 to 20 inches of rain, if not more. For many sections of the west coast of Florida, the storm surge could reach 5 to 10 feet in some areas. This would be absolutely devastating for the coastline there.
Well, now to Washington, the Biden administration is moving to crack down on hidden extra fees for air travelers. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Under this proposed regulation, airlines and those third-party travel booking sites would have to display not only the fare, but a whole bunch of additional potential charges that could raise the price. We're talking about things like baggage fees, change fees, any additional costs for a family to sit together. It's an effort to give consumers a clearer sense of the total cost to travel, sort of the all-in price right up front. Now, in a statement, airlines responded saying they already offer transparency to consumers from first search to touchdown. President Biden also yesterday directed his cabinet to identify hidden or surprise fees in a host of industries and eliminate them. Things like late fees, overdraft fees, early termination fees.
Overseas, protests in Iran continue. After the family of a young woman who died in police custody say she was tortured and killed. CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
These demonstrations driven by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. Her father says she was beaten by morality police, enforcers of Iran's strict dress code. Her head covering reportedly too loose. She was tortured, according to eyewitnesses, says Irfan Mortazai, Mahsa's cousin living in self-exile in Iraq. She was tortured in the van after her arrest, then tortured at the police station for half an hour, then hit on her head and she collapsed.
If you could tell the Ayatollah one thing, what would it be?
The old dictator is in his last days, he said.
Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reports now on the state funeral in Japan for former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
Shinzo Abe's widow carried his ashes into the funeral hall, dominated by a giant portrait of Japan's longest-serving prime minister. More than 4,000 dignitaries and guests paid their respects. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris was in attendance on behalf of the American people.
The final day of voting is taking place in Russian-held regions of Ukraine. Moscow's expected to use the referendum results as a pretext for the annexation of those areas, while the vote is rejected as a sham by the West.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A deep space impact is cause for celebration on planet Earth.
All right. We got it?
NASA applauds a spacecraft's successful ramming of a harmless asteroid 7 million miles away to try to knock it off course. Planetary scientist Emily Lakdawala says the DART spacecraft hit it at 14,000 miles an hour.
What we don't know yet is whether it successfully slowed the orbit of the asteroid moon around the main asteroid. And that's what we have to wait for telescopes on the ground and in space to follow up and find out if the moon slowed down in its orbit.
The hope is the technique could be used to act on an object that is a potential threat to Earth. This week, Congress is considering a spending package that would keep the government running until mid-December. It's said to include more than $12 billion for Ukraine and disaster assistance for the water treatment system in Jackson, Mississippi. Action is needed by the end of the week to avert a partial government shutdown. After a 329-point drop yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell into bear market territory. The index has fallen 20% from its all-time high in the first week of the year. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Bear markets occur about every 5 years. These declines are recurring features of stock markets, and that means that to be an investor means you must accept that there are going to be these terribly difficult periods.
The British pound stabilized in Asian trading today after plunging to a record low. The Satanic Temple is going to court to challenge Indiana's near total ban on abortion, saying it infringes on their followers' religious rights and violates the Constitution. The group claims 11,000 members in the state. It does not worship the biblical Satan, but defends personal sovereignty against religious authority. Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre's radio show and podcast have been suspended by SiriusXM and ESPN. He's been linked to a welfare scandal in Mississippi that has led to charges against others. State Auditor Shad White is leading the investigation with help from the FBI.
This money was supposed to go to the poorest people in the state. It has eroded people's faith in government. It's eroded people's faith in the idea that these programs can work, and it has wasted taxpayer dollars.
Court documents show Favre tried to get state welfare money directed to sports programs at his old school, Southern Miss. Overseas, there's new trouble for Shakira.
My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel your joy.
A Spanish court says the singer will have to stand trial in a tax fraud case. Prosecutors had indicated they would seek a prison term of more than 8 years after she rejected a plea deal.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A hot new TV series about an infamous killer is getting bad reviews from the family of one of his victims.
It is currently the number one show on Netflix, a series about serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer.
What are you doing there?
Dahmer was convicted of killing 17 men and boys. Some of the killings involved cannibalism.
I hear screaming coming from your apartment.
Now the cousin of one of those killed says the show, which debuted last week, has re-traumatized his family. He says the families were not notified about the series. Netflix says the series treats the victims with respect. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Rescuers in a helicopter are searching for famed U.S. ski climber Hillary Nelson a day after she fell off near the peak of the world's eighth highest mountain, Mount Manaslu in Nepal. An avalanche at a lower elevation also swept up several climbers, killing a guide and injuring others. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.